What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video of something I have a lot of experience with, and that's interracial dating and relationships. It's a video where a black woman calls her white boyfriend racist after breaking up with her. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. Also, you can email promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com. Yes, I do have a domain email as well, but Gmails are just so much more secure and have so much more space. And the emails tend to go through a lot better. All right, let's get into it.
Interesting about that. I meant that 100%, right? And here's why. My kids are 100% white and they're 100% black. They're not half of each, right? So therefore, we believe that all lives matter. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. So you can respectfully shut the hell up. What do you mean your child is 100% white? Because the math isn't math. Make it make sense. So what are you going to do when you're...
All right, let's see. You took 100% of a white woman's DNA and 100% of a black man's DNA. Brought them together. You know, I'm not... Let me keep it moving. I'm not
going to 100% white child gets stopped by the cops. Tell me. What are you going to do when your 100% white child gets called the N-word and all the other nasty names that they have for us? What are you going to do then? What explanation are you going to give to your 100% white?
All right, guys. So we got to talk about this TikTok that is going viral from this woke black woman who apparently is having some daddy issues.
TikTok, my dad is trying to sue me, and I need y'all's help in making this story go around. Yeah, get your popcorn, because you don't want to miss this. My famous father is suing me for the book that I wrote about him and my experience being abandoned by him. So I received a letter in the email this past week.
Incorrect. Her only in the baseball world famous father. Like, I would argue that nobody outside of baseball probably even knows who her father is.
Saying that if I do not unpublish my book, I will be getting a lawsuit from him. And the reason is he's scared that the one part of his life that he has tried to keep in the dark for so long is now brought into the light. Now, what led to me writing this book is I ran into my father accidentally last year at the Cardinal store. His name is Vince Coleman. He's a St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer, okay?
Which I know who he is because I collected baseball cards and watched baseball back in the days, but most people are not going to know who he is. If he's not famous outside of his field, his industry, he's not really that famous.
When I ran into him at the store, he would barely look me in the eye. I asked him why he abandoned me, why he's refusing to have a relationship with his clearly grown daughter. He wouldn't even look me in the eye, you guys. He wouldn't answer my questions. And then he ended up leaving the store. And yeah.
Yeah, so this woke woman.
Before I chime in, before he chimes in, actually, you know who never gets to see their fathers in society and pretty much all throughout their life? Every other species on the planet except humans. This is, you know, I was watching A Century of Self documentary a homeboy put me onto. And Sigmund Freud is one of the big names throughout this. And, you know, Sigmund Freud basically seems like a laws of nature guy. He didn't think too much of humanity. And this is partially why. Like, you know, I never had my father. You know, but am I sitting there crying about it today? My father committed suicide. I would never, ever have the chance to see my father. She still has a chance to have a relationship with her father. You know, but I mean, if my father was alive and I wrote a book about him, shit talking him, I don't wouldn't expect to have too much of a relationship either.
But daddy issues. Issues interracial dating as well, too. Has allegedly, she dated a white man, and now she's taking...
And you know what? Before he gets into this, based on her rant to what the black guy said about his kid being 100% white, 100% black, I'm really curious of what white dudes are really wanting to date her. Like, I definitely ain't dating the super woke women nowadays. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're black, they're Asian, Hispanic. I don't care if the cute as AOC, nada. Can I do it? I'm not going to be able to do it.
...to the internet to complain about her experience dating this white man. And, of course, she's crying racism, right? She's boo-hoo, whining, and crying racism. However, I think there is something more going on here than... racism in regards to what this woman experienced, which is, I think, a common experience that women have when they date men, and then men find out that the women that they're dating are batshit crazy, right? And then women want to get mad and boohoo, whine, and cry and blame the man for the reason that the man does not want to be with her, right? I think that that's actually what's going on here. And I want to talk about it because, again, this TikTok, in my opinion, is hilarious and is also a fascinating subject. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, we got to talk about this. And before y'all come at me in the comments, this is a personal testimony as someone who has dated outside of my race plenty, okay? A lot of y'all like what you see when you date a black woman. You love the beauty of black women, which I can't blame you. You love the aesthetic. You love how different we are. You love our bodies. But the problem is a lot of y'all don't even like black people.
Now, what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Okay, this is the reason why I'm making this video. Because clearly what she's saying here is that, well, the alleged racist, right? They like the way black women look. They like black women's bodies. They like the way black women carry themselves, right? They like everything about being black, right? Except black people, which on its face doesn't make sense. But what she's actually really saying without actually saying it is that clearly, what this alleged racist is not liking is how you act, right? That's what they're not liking. Now, that doesn't make the alleged racist an actual racist, okay? Because if they were racist, they wouldn't be dating you in the first place, right? They would be excluding you from their dating preferences because they just don't want to date you based off your race, your skin color. Now, having an issue with how somebody acts does not make you a racist, right? And that...
Yeah, like, you know... He's correct, because there's some chicks that I've, like, not had, like, actual long-term relationships with, but sexual encounters, and I was physically attracted to him, but the personalities definitely wouldn't work. I definitely don't like the black chicks that are super hood, you know, super hood with it, you know, the ratchet, you know, super ratchet hood mentalities. To be honest with you, the black chicks I probably get along with personality wise, which is weird, are the ones who listen to like rock and roll and heavy metal and punk rock, and I listen to hip hop music, you know. But yeah, like just because somebody's physically attracted to you and y'all's personalities don't mesh, they don't work out, but for so long, that doesn't make them a racist. Like, it's hard to get personalities to mesh in long term relationships. If it was so easy, then 40% of women wouldn't be having kids in a single mother home. 40% of kids in America are brought up in a single mother home. And we're almost at half the population is, you know, single mothers. And yes, of course, they're going to always blame the man. It's always the man's fault or why the relationship never works. It's never their fault, you know, because he has to give in to all their demands, you know. Screw them giving in to his demands, you know. I'm calling cap on this. I'm calling she's heartbroken. I'm calling that just, you know, nowadays, people want to equate everything to racism. They want to equate everything to racism. Like, I've always been physically attracted to black women, but it doesn't mean that you're supposed to be mentally attracted to every single one. You know, and she's got kind of an attitude anyways from the get-go. Like the first TikTok, you know, she's telling the guy to shut the hell up, this, that, and the third, you know. Then she got, you know, going in about her father, and she wrote a book about him because she's got daddy issues and she's trying to make money off of it. That's all it is. It's all about making money off of it, you know, putting the dirt out there so you can make money off of it. But let's hear a little bit more.
That's what this woman, in my opinion, is experiencing, okay? Clearly, she's attracting men, okay, who want to date black women or like the black aesthetic. However, when they actually start to date women like her who are woke, okay, and, you know,
And that's another thing. She's woke as fuck. So I can't be dating a black chick that's running around telling me I got white privilege all day, every day, when I built my business from ground up by my motherfucking self. Nobody gave me a single dollar, put in a single time, a single effort into building a single customer that I have, pretty much, except my resellers, you know. But a lot of my resellers came after I was established, not at the beginning, you know. So, yeah, she probably thinks, you know, all of the Trump voters are racist, you know, the typical woke mentality. That only is going to work with a woke white guy. And I don't know that a lot of white dudes that date black chicks are necessarily just woke. I'm a rapper. I'm a hip hop artist. There's nothing woke about me. Maybe like a Eminem type, but I don't know that. Like, this is the thing, man. It's like, she's equating personalities getting along in a long term relationship and meshing and not getting so confrontational to, oh, it's racist. No, it's just not easy for, you know, people to have a long-term relationship. It's just not easy. It doesn't always work. There's high percentage of divorces, breakups, cheating. It just doesn't always work. It works a lot less nowadays than it used to back in the days, you know, because there's so many demands in these relationships, you know, it could be on both sides. I ain't just saying like women just got so many demands. Dudes could have a lot of demands too, but women's demands are through the roof nowadays, you know? So we have to take that into account. Like she could have a long laundry list of demands and, you know, the man's not meeting them. So she's bitching and complaining and they're arguing over these demands. It's like, it's crazy how people got to math is racist now. Breaking up with a black chick is apparently racist now. If you're a white person, I guess there has to be a time limit on how long the relationship's got to last. And she just said she's had plenty interracial relationships, plenty that, and it sounds like they weren't short-term relationships. Some of them were long-term. They weren't just one-night stands and things of that nature. And she's been, you know, it's like you've been dating multiple guys outside your race, but all of a sudden, when the very last one breaks up with you, they're all racist. This is so phony to me.
Saw some other TikToks that she's put out there. I could definitely understand why once you actually start to get to know a person, you might not necessarily like them anymore, right? That's what's happening here, in my opinion. But let's continue.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Bro, where are my black women at that have dated white men? Because y'all know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. The black women who have literally experience being called the N-word by the white man that they're dating.
Now, what is...
I'm calling Cap. Like... You know what I'm calling Cap? Because she just went on this rant at the first video about this black guy who had a kid with a white woman and saying his kid's 100% white and 100% black. And what was one thing she said? Oh, yeah, well, what about when a white person calls your kid the N-word? Are they 100% white then? That was her exact words. That's her exact words, man. So you mean to tell me now she stayed in this long-term relationship with this white guy that's calling her the N-word after she had such this big rant of, shut the hell up. At first thing she said, man, shut the fuck up. Shut the hell up. 100% white. What the fuck does that mean? I can't figure out the math on this, you know? Okay. And she literally contradicts herself totally now. She totally contradicts everything she said in the first video by saying she stays with this white guy or all these white guys who apparently call her the N-word over and over and over. And she just stands for it. Wow. She talks so big, bad, and strong in the first video, and now she is just some weak ass chick that stays with racist white supremacist white dudes and lets him call her the N-word for a year in a relationship. Contradiction. You see the hypocrisy and the double standard in this one. But let's see what Mr. Greg Foreman has to say.
What does this really mean, right? What does this really mean? Okay, it definitely doesn't mean that the white man was calling the black woman the N-word with the hard ER, right? Clearly, that's not what it means, because if that's the case, I don't think that the white man would be dating the woman in the first place. Now, did the woman give the white man an N-word pass? That's probably more probable, right? She was probably totally fine and okay with the white man saying the N-word, okay? Because, hey, the relationship was cool or whatever. Or most likely, probably more likely than that, is that, I don't know, maybe they were making racial jokes. Which, hey, is my favorite part of interracial dating, okay? I've interracial dated all my life. And it's not the type of interracial dating that, you know, a lot of the woke...
I've actually never did interracial jokes in my interracial relationships. I could probably see that it was more that she gave him the N-word pass. And then she felt some kind of way after they broke up. But I, you know, I can't imagine that any man would want to be with this chick. Black, white, Latin, like this, you know, when she talks about physical appearances, like, duh, common knowledge, common sense that most men are physically attracted to you at first. It's common sense, common knowledge, you know, but then the mental and emotional part comes in. You know, are you fun to be with? Do they enjoy the time they have with you? Or, you know, like, are you a nag? Because if you're a nag, then do you bitch and complain all the time? Are you never happy? This chick seems like she'll never be happy. It doesn't matter who she's with. She's never going to be happy. I don't, and apparently, like, when I see black chicks that are dating a ton of white dudes, because they're probably not dating black dudes no more, because they probably feel the same way about black dudes as they do the white dudes they date. They probably finding things about black guys to complain about as well as the white guys. It's just the men in general. It's everybody else but her. This bitch doesn't have a mirror. This bitch doesn't have a mirror because she never looked in one to know that. Look yourself in the mirror because it might be you. And she's not ugly or nothing, you know, but she's not super fine either. She's a six at best. I mean, she's average, you know. And then her attitude, I would argue that, like, nobody's really wanting to deal with her attitude.
Revolutionaries in my comment section think, oh, this guy must love white women. Actually, that's not the case. I actually haven't dated somebody that was white in over a decade, right? But
sounds like me. Me and Greg Foreman have something in common. I haven't dated a white woman in over a decade myself. It's just always been women of other races. And to be honest with you right now, I prefer Asian and Hispanic and non-Muslim Arabic women. You know, maybe a European woman, but non-American woman, to be honest with you. I prefer what the passport bros prefer. You know, traditional women.
You know, in my opinion, I think that the most fun part of interracial dating or even having friends of different races is the race jokes, right? I love making race jokes, right? With my friends that of a different race. You know, if I'm in a relationship with somebody that's of a different race, I like making racist jokes, right? That's the fun part. And I can dish it, right? And I can take it, okay? That's the difference, okay? That's fun. To me, that is hilarious. And it just makes it more fun, right? Now, again, you know, in my opinion, this woman probably was experiencing that. She was probably going back and forth with her guy, and it was all fun and games until the relationship went downhill, right? That's just my opinion, okay? And then she wants to come out here, boohoo, whine, and cry racism. And try.
Me and my friends don't really do interracial jokes. What we will do is have honest racial discussions. You know, where everybody's honest, you know, about what the reality is, what the truth is, you know, of just race relationships and whatever it may be, you know. Let's keep it moving.
I try to say, well, the white man calling me the N-word, right? Implying that the white man is calling her the N-word with the hard ER, which I highly doubt, because one, she probably would have dated a man in the first place if that was the case, and two, I don't think a man that will actually call a woman that would actually be out here dating black women in a long-term relationship, that is. Okay, I'm not.
I agree with that. Like, you know, I could see, like, that's the thing. Like, racists don't have sex with black women. But, like, long-term relationships, I don't see it too much. And number three, let me throw number three out there for you. He said one and two. Number three is, once again, the rant she had on the first video about, well, what are you going, is your kid 100% white when they, white people are calling him the N-word? Contradictory. I mean, like, so you actually, so for you to go on a rant like that and then say you actually stayed in a relationship, or multiple relationships, and allow white people to call you, your white boyfriends to call you the N-word, it makes no sense. It is a total contradiction of the rant she had in the first video.
I'm talking about a hit it or quit it, right, which is clearly possible. I'm talking about a long-term real relationship.
Let's talk about white men that have literally had children by black women but can't stand black people.
Again, a hit it and quit it situation, totally possible for a racist, okay? But a long-term relationship, actually being in a long-term relationship with somebody, a racist is not going to be in a long-term relationship with a black woman. Again, this person, in my opinion, is hurt, right? She's hurt that her last relationship didn't work out once the white man, right, found out that, hey, this woman is a headache. She's more trouble than she worth. She might look good. She might have a nice body. I might love her brown skin, her melanated skin or whatever. You're more trouble than what you're worth, okay? And now I'm going to lead a relationship, and now she's whining and crying about it.
Yeah, and now she wants to call all the guys, the other white guys she dated, racist too now. She's, you know, it's like the chick that wants to burn your clothes and, you know, break your windows in your car. You know, she just wants to take it out on any and everybody and everything that she can.
Why do y'all do that? Honestly, I'm discombobulated because make it make sense.
Hold up. First of all, take race out of the equation for a second. Men have one night stands, knock women up, and have nothing to do with them all the fucking time. Black, white, Latin, Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian. Like, there's men out there that just generally don't want to be fathers. And guess who doesn't have their fathers in the laws of nature? Every other species on the planet except us. You know, I never had my father, and yeah, it was a struggle, but I turned out okay. Single, self-employed for over a decade. I have a podcast, I have a marketing and advertising company, I have my own apparel, head of promotions, and social media manager for a up-and-coming liquor brand, which is also has a cannabis brand. You know, I'm a musician as well. I have a catalog of music online. Multiple songs, you know. Turned out pretty, pretty well. Made a lot of mistakes, you know. But, yeah, like, this chick is just upset. Like, yeah, dudes are having kids all the time and not wanting to be fathers. Like, just to apply race to it, just because a white dude knocks up a black woman and he doesn't want to be a father, doesn't necessarily mean he hates black people. It just could mean that he's a deadbeat daddy that doesn't want to be a father. So if a black dude does it to a white woman, what is that? Is that him just wanting to be a deadbeat father, or is that he hates white people? So he doesn't want nothing to do with the quote-unquote, as the guy said, 100% white baby and 100% black baby. Because I did think that it takes 100% of, you know, people's DNAs to make something happen. If we want to dilute it down to 50-50 afterwards, hey, yeah. But if I'm not mistaken, when a kid's interracial, they never even consider the kid to be white at all. Most people don't. They just totally ignore that aspect and whatnot. But that's neither here nor there. I think she's just truly upset. I think she's applying something that is common sense and common knowledge to tell you that people that are hate black people wouldn't be in a long-term relationship with them and living under the same roof with them if they hate them so much, if they hate them that much.
Hold up. Let me do some math real quick. Yeah, it's not adding up. Because how you gonna date somebody?
Apparently, nothing fucking adds up for her. Nothing adds up. The first video, she couldn't add 100% plus 100%. That doesn't add up. Apparently, this doesn't add up. That, you know, what's not adding up is that she can't look to herself and look in the mirror and realize the problem is her attitude. It's her, it's this, you know, it, everything's got to be her way probably, or the highway. It's got to revolve around her. She wants a simp. She apparently wants a white liberal simp at that. But even that's not going to work.
Body, and then just pretend the whole time like you really mess with them and fuck with them, and whole time you racist as hell, can't stand me
again. This is why I say this person is clearly hurt, but hurt by the fact that, again, like any relationship, right, you know, get to know somebody, and at first you're putting your best foot forward, right? But once you actually get to know somebody, you realize that, hey, I don't really like you like that because of X, Y, and Z reasons. Now, in her case, my guess is that this person is ultra woke. She has an attitude. She's probably not very nice. She's probably a headache to deal with, and the guy left her, right? And now she wants to say, well, you didn't like me the whole time because I'm black. You just didn't like black women, okay? Well, is there a certain way that all black women act, right?
Yeah, see, that bing, bing, ding, 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 ding. That's the problem right there. She's implying that all black women act like her, which is, that's really what's racist, is to apply that all black people act a one certain way. That, see, that it kills me how these people cry racism, but they're really the racist. Like applying, you know, it's like the people that be like, you know, getting a vote or idea racist because they say black people aren't smart enough to get voters' IDs. That's what's racist. Implying that they're not smart enough to get an ID is what's racist, when everybody on the fucking planet in America, everybody in America in this country, once you turn 18, you want to rent a car, rent a house, buy a car, buy a house, buy cigarettes, buy alcohol. You have to get a fucking ID. Apparently, everybody's smart enough to do that, but they're not smart enough to get voter ID. This is what's racist, applying that all. Because like I said, in my relationships that I've had, I typically, any chick that's like hood ratchet, it's not going to work. Me and her, it's not going to click. We can have sex, smoke a blunt, drink some alcohol, but as far as a long-term relationship, it won't work. For me, it has to be a more of a grungy pop rock, punk rock chick, which is really crazy and weird because I listen to mainly, you know, hip-hop music mostly. I rap, I make hip hop music, but the woman that's the most compatible for me is the one that has the complete exact interest in music taste. complete exact interests and music taste. And I guess you could say some people will quote unquote say, oh, it's the black chick that is into the white things, punk rock and things of that nature. But it's just how it is. It's just what I'm more compatible with. You know, I've had a lot of different, I've had the nymphos that doesn't work. I've had the hood chicks that doesn't work. You know, for me, it's gotta be the chicks that don't listen to too much heavy rap, you know, especially trap music. Any chick, like they listen to trap music, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work for me. I'm not into trap chicks. I'm not into like the hood ratchet chicks. And there's white chicks that like that too. I don't like the white chicks that act like hood ratchet either. I'm not into those chicks. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Personalities are personalities, man. Like this idea that you're supposed to force personalities to fit is bullshit. And just because somebody's physically attracted to you and now they don't like your personality and they're not mentally attracted to you doesn't mean they hate black people or they're racist. Like, this chick is just, she just has no common sense. She just don't understand. This day and age, not a lot of relationships are lasting long. These women have too long list of demands, and if you don't meet them, it's just never enough. And every relationship that goes wrong, you know, 9 times out of 10, the woman's always going to blame the man. It's always his fault, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us are still being what we are naturally born to be, our natural instincts. It's women that have changed. It's them that got rid of their natural instincts. And now they try to, now a lot of them want to have manly instincts. And that's a turnoff. That is such a turnoff. And I don't need to hear no more. That's such a turnoff, you know. And that's the thing. Like, I've dated more black women than white women in my life. Every black woman I've been out with in a long-term relationship or dating, it hasn't worked out in the long run. And it's not because I hate black people. It's just because personalities are not easy to mesh, to get along together for over long periods of time. You got to be so compatible. You got to like all the same things damn near across the board, you know? So, and even though I did contradict myself, because I typically get along with women that don't listen to the same music as me. Unless it's like boom bap hip hop. But a lot of these chicks don't listen to boom bap hip hop. They really, really don't. But yeah, I am definitely an expert over interracial relationships. I've always been had the hots for women of other races. Darlis Garcia in junior high, she was Puerto Rican. I still got a black woman's initials tatted on my arm, you know, and she definitely was more of a woman I would probably be compatible with in the long term. Wasn't like the real hood type chicks, but like this chick though, she's got that attitude that just her shit don't stink. The world should revolve around her. She's probably got a sense of entitlement because her daddy was a baseball player. She already feels a sense of entitlement, like, you know, why he isn't in her life, why he doesn't want to have a relationship with her, this, that, and the third. Well, you know, maybe she had a mother who basically kept her away from him for a while. Maybe lied on him and demonized him. Maybe he couldn't get along with the mother at all, and she made things difficult. Who knows? You know? Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, she sounds like a woman scorned, taking it out on every white man that she's ever dated. Apparently, they're all white supremacists, racist, sons of bitches who called her the N-word during a relationship, but you know, we just heard her rant about, you know, the first video about white people calling people the N-word. And she actually stood around and let it happen. That just that's so contradictory. That doesn't, I don't know any black chick that I ever dated that would let me call them the N-word and stick around for that shit. I don't. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I'm calling cap on all this. I'm calling cap on everything she fucking said that came out her mouth. Even with the daddy issues, I'm calling cap. Once again, I'm thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.